Well, I see that Chris Hipkins has remained in the leader of the Labour Party, and I think that was going to be pretty obvious. Well, I had hoped it would be anyway. But look, the person that I saw there today who could certainly tell us, because she was also the person on the spot, was Claudette Hauiti. Kia ora, Claudette. Nice to have you with us on Radio Wātea this evening.
Kia ora. Yes, that's right. Chris Hipkins kept his leadership spot, the Labour Party. Now, that isn't news to anybody. That was surely going to be the result that everybody was thinking about. There is no one else, actually, that could have taken his place at this time. Although, I was hoping that Willie Jackson would put his name into the leadership ring in some form. I would have liked to have seen him in the deputy leader's role, but that wasn't the case. In fact, I asked him earlier. He said no on, you know, both accounts, leadership and deputy leader. That went to Carmel Cipollone. That would be no surprise as well, because as we know, Calvin Davis, Tai Tukero, he did say before the campaign, the election, that he was going to step away if he did not win Te Tai Tukero. He did take out that seat on the election night with less than 500. As we all know, the special votes last week threw him out of the seat by over 500 votes to Te Pāti Māori, Mariami or Kapakingi. So Calvin Davis said today that it is a really good time to allow new leadership to come through. He is going to, he's not going to contest the seat in 2026. So if he does step down, it will be likely before the election is held so that they can find a new candidate for Te Tai Tukero. We'll see whether or not Chris Hipkins lasts all the way to the 2026 election. There shouldn't be any reason why he doesn't. It will depend, though, on how good an opposition leader he is and how well he does in the House and how much he can refresh those Labour policies.
Well, listen, Claudette, it does sound a little bit, ominous that that Willie has said that he wasn't interested in being, you know, putting his name in the ring for the deputy leader, because that means that he might be maybe within 6 months thinking of saying, well, hide it as well. Well, maybe not as well, but I mean, he might be thinking about that too, because, you know, I mean, I'd like to see them put their hand in the ring.
Well, and that is the case. He did say that as well, that he'll take a minimum of 6 months, 6 to 9 months, to see how they were doing. He wants to see how the new government does with some of those really hefty Māori projects. He's more concerned about the referendum on Te Tiriti and the Treaty of Waitangi. That's what the ACT Party leader, David Seymour, is hell-bent on doing, having a referendum on the treaty. So Willie wants to stay to see what happens with that and to ensure that it doesn't happen. He did use some fighting words today with the Pākehā media, did Willie. He said that there will be war if that does happen, if there is a referendum. I did put forward that National does not agree with a referendum, but that doesn't mean that ACT won't go ahead. They'll just National will just say, we don't agree, but won't oppose the referenda. So, you know, that is still, we're still in very much in dangerous territory. But again, as I said, Willie used fighting words like, we'll go to war. He doesn't want civil unrest, but there might be marches in the streets similar to Seabed Foreshore and the Springbok tour. That's what he said today.
Well, you know, to be honest, that's why I would like to see that Willie will stay there to see what the lay of the land is going to be like, because there's certainly, we're going to need someone with the mongrel in them, and I don't mean to be disparaging when I say that, but you know exactly what I mean, Claudette. We're going to have somebody who won't pull any punches there, who will call the racists out, and who will just absolutely go hard. I mean, we'll have Pāti Māori there, obviously, but, you know, Willie will be in the opposition party, and... you know, and we all know that Willie doesn't pull back on his words, and so, because, you know, we know, I mean, I cannot understand why Luxon doesn't say you know, it's his government, his coalition government, so there will be no referendum. You know, put your stake in the ground, for God's sake. You know, I mean, surely he can do that.
So that is the challenge for us, Māori, is just how far Luxon will take things or will not take things. Again, Tiaka Whai Ora, as an example, Shane Zetti on Radio Wātea today saying that he will dismantle Tiaka Whai Ora with respect, you know, with integrity, dismantle Tiaka Whai Ora. So, you know, I think National is hell-bent on doing those types of things, but using, you know, allowing ACT to take all the hits from something that is really unpopular around the referendum, stand back and let all the arrows fire at the ACT party, because they've got other bigger, you know, weightier issues to deal with, like the Te Aka Whai Ora. But going back to Willie Jackson, I mean, I would have expected that if they are going to go into opposition, you're quite right, they will need attack, 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 oppose, oppose, oppose while they're in opposition. That would take a really strong bench. I'm not saying that Carmel Cipollone isn't, but particularly if you've got $1.6 billion at stake, that's how much Willie squirreled away, or Advantage Māori, that's the investment he got from Māori while he was there from 2019 to 2023. That's a huge amount of money. Now, he does rate Tamapōtaka, does Willie? You mentioned Tamapōtaka today as somebody that has worked with Te Ao Māori, you know, quite a lot, you know, in depth around the motu. I don't have as much confidence in Tamapōtaka as what Willie Jackson does. I would like it to go to the Māori Economic Portfolio myself, to Shane Jones, but that doesn't seem to be something that's attractive to Willie Jackson. Not that it's his call at all, but I think that we've got a lot to lose. The other really big thing that came out of today's announcement, leadership announcement, was just how much Māori supported Labour yet again. My God, how much does Māori have to give to Labour, and Labour does not reciprocate Māori. Now, in the Māori electorate, as an example, they won the party vote across all seven seats, did Labour. The six out of those seven seats went to Party Māori, absolutely, but all of the party vote went to Labour. So Māori stayed true to Labour. They wanted a Labour government. They wanted a strong Māori voice, which is why they split their votes. They were strategic, split their votes, and voted into Party Māori so that they could have, we could have, a stronger Māori voice. And it didn't happen because the non-Māori voters of Labour jumped out of the boat. They jumped the waka. They lost, Labour lost non-Māori voters to the Green Party, to Te Pāti Māori, but they also lost it to National. They lost their centre voters to National and to New Zealand First as well. So I would have expected the Labour Party to look at where their core voters were and where their core support was. It remained loyal with the Māori voters, and what did they do to repay us? Nothing.
Yeah. Well, I think next time they should just pull out of the Māori electorates, you know, those Māori electorates, and just say, listen, we'll always need you, we've valued you in the past, and now this is your time. That's what they should be doing in the future. I doubt whether they'll do it, though. Everybody wants to hope that they're going to, you know, retain some seats or pick up more seats without respecting the fact that we've actually, Māori have definitely paid their dues as far as Labour Party is concerned.
Absolutely. So, you know, again, I think that at the least we should have had a Māori deputy leader. Yeah. And, you know, Calvin and Willie said that, you know, we would understand why Calvin stepped away. Yeah, we understand why he stepped away, but we do not understand why there wasn't a replacement. However, having said that, it's early days. We've got another 3 years left to go. We may very well see the return of a Māori leader, deputy leader, as we head down into 2026. It's early days.
That's true. It is early days. And, you know, over the Christmas break, they'll be talking amongst themselves. They'll be talking amongst their families. They'll certainly be talking back home to their supporters back home. And so they'll be able to return, I think, at the end of January or early February with some good reflections and some good learnings, and then say, okay, now we know, now we've had the real, we've had some real decent feedback. Let's now put things in place to get us back. And so, yeah. But listen, and so what do you know if Winston and David Seymour have actually met yet to shake hands or say hello and where to from here sort of thing?
Well, this week the New Zealand First Caucus are meeting to discuss what next and how the negotiations and discussions are going, and they're sharing that information with their caucus. I'm not sure at this stage. I haven't seen whether or not Winston and Seymour have actually met. I don't know, but of course we do know that Luxon has met individually with David Seymour and with Winston, but and as of yet, no, the three of them have not met that we know of publicly. But that could happen this week. They actually do. Luxon did say that he was going to take as long as it took to form a strong and stable government. That's true, but they've got until next week, I'm pretty sure, before the writ appears in front, before the writ is due in front of the Governor General, and that writ means that National is able to advise the Governor General that he can form a stable government, strong and stable government. So while during the 3 weeks of recount, there was that time they did spend, now is getting down to brass tacks and knuckling down to actually form that coalition, get the cabinet ministers named, distribute the portfolios, and then go to the nation and tell them that they have got a government.
Yes, oh well, we've been waiting. By the time it gets formed, it'll be a month after the election, Claudette. So I guess we're all getting a bit impatient, and hopefully then we'll be able to see what the makeup of it is. But more importantly, of course, who's got the various portfolios? That's what's of interest to most people, I think.
So while Christopher Luxon has said that no portfolios have been distributed, the fact that Shane Vetti was on Māori on Radio Waiati saying that the dismantling of Te Aka Whai Ora will be done with the greatest of respect does show that he's actually going to get the nod for the health portfolio. That's not a surprise, though, given his strength and experience. I've got to say, when he was in a debate with Ayesha Birrell just before the campaign or during the campaign, extraordinary amount of knowledge, industry knowledge from the pair of them. They were very much on board with the results of, the outcomes, however, the approach and the process used to achieve those outcomes, of course, were party differences, but extraordinary in-depth knowledge of the industry. I think the health portfolio is in good hands with Shane Vetti, except when it comes to that Te Aka Whai Ora. I think he's made a wrong decision there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think so too. Well, look, Claudette, I better let you go. And listen, did you have a winning bet on the Melbourne Cup?
No. In
short, me neither. I didn't even go down to the pub. Everybody was.
Oh, I'm not interested. Yeah, I'm not interested in horse racing, I've got to say. My parliamentary colleagues, press gallery colleagues, they ran a sweepstake and I just wasn't interested. I just kept scrolling.
Yeah, no. Me neither. I just thought, no, not this time. I've been there, done that. And I just thought, no, I've got other things to be doing. But listen, look, thank you so much, Claudette. It was just great talking to you. Get your insights again. And we'll see about that. We'll see what we see, because things are definitely unfolding in Wellington.
Nga mihi, tēnā koe.
Thank you so much. Always lovely to have Claudette Hoiti. Claudette is in the Parliamentary Press Gallery, and you know, she can just tell us, because she's always there at these press conferences, and she can tell us exactly you know, what is happening, and because she listens to the various ministers, well, maybe you want to call it ministers, you know, the, well, I suppose a prime minister elect, and then of course the Hipkins today, who has retained his position as the leader of the Labour Party. Great being with you. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow evening. For now, mā te wā, kia ora.